From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad's Attorney General proposes a second National Court of Appeal. Pressure grows on Haiti to end its political stalemate. And Creole gets the go-ahead in St. Lucia, but not everyone approves. I'm Electra Naismith, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. While 17 convicted killers in Trinidad and Tobago have had their death sentences commuted to life imprisonment, another 20 are facing certain execution. Attorney General Ramesh Mirage says the process could take place soon. Mr. Mirage is continuing to put mechanisms in place to restart hanging. From Port of Spain, Tony Fraser reports.
Late last year, the acting president of the Republic signed the order to convert the death sentences into life in prison. Those 17 persons had been awaiting hearing of their appeals longer than the five-year time frame set down in Platten Morgan by the Privy Council. But more than 20 others are not going to be so fortunate.
There are over 20 people who can be executed depending upon the decision of the Mercy Committee. We have formulated time frames, and we have indicated to the human rights bodies that if you do not deal with the matters within those time frames, the government of Trinidad and Tobago is going to make the decision that it wants to make in respect of these matters.
And the time frame set down by the government is June of this year to restart the hangings. But beyond that, the Attorney General has revealed that the government intends to establish an extension of the local court of appeal. Such a court could take over the jurisdiction of the Privy Council as the final court of appeal for persons convicted of murder.